Okay. I've taken a moment to digest the situation. I've just seen us get a result at the Etihad after being dead certain we were going to get absolutely battered. And we were in the lead for 95% of the game. I'm a happy boy, and all of you should be as well. Welcome to the Chelsea Echo. This is your voice note review of City 1, Chelsea 1. Chelsea holding the world winners, the European champions, the Premier League champions, the FA Cup winners. We held them all at once. And my word, did we show a lot of heart doing it. Axel De Zassi channeling his inner Antonio Rudiger. The midfield doing the simple stuff well. Jackson channeling the Salomon Kalou we all knew he would be. Chelsea Football Club have done a job. And I'm very, very happy. Obviously, maybe the decisions towards the end with the substitutions could have been different. But you know what? If you'd said to me a week ago we'd be going to the Etihad and getting a result, I wouldn't have believed you. Great result for Chelsea. Something to build on and a hell of a lot of momentum ahead of the cup final next week. I'll hand you over to the boys and I'll see you later.
Wow, wow, wow. That's all I can say about that, really. Well, you know, I think it's fair to say, lads, at least been turned. The table has been turned here for Chelsea now. 3-1 away at Villa, 3-1 away at Palace, and now 1-1 draw away at City when we led for, well, the majority of that second half. I don't think I can disagree with Jordan that we didn't really deserve to win that game, but we did enough to get a point, which is incredible considering the statistics. We only had 29% possession. They had 31 shots, albeit only 5 of them were actually on target. That's a really, really impressive point. I think it's a massive point as well. Obviously, West Ham dropping more points today. It gives us a real opportunity to go and put some pressure on United for sixth, but, you know, kind of claim that seventh spot and keep the momentum up going into next week, as Lewis said, for the cup final. I am very happy with that. Really, really good performance. A proper, impressive defensive display. De Sassi, absolutely fantastic. Cobble, brilliant. Gusto, excellent. I thought Chilwell had a good game today. One of the better ones he's had in a while. Enzo, very solid. They were all good. I don't think anyone can complain. Unfortunately, City always find a way. They're excellent, as Louis said. They've won it all. They're a very, very good team. But we've got to tell you that. That's a really good point. Up at Chelsea.
Chelsea 1, Manchester City 1. I don't think we deserved the win, boys and girls. I don't think we did, you know. And I don't think it's a outlandish statement to say so. It would have been nice. Don't get me wrong. It would have been brilliant to have beaten City in their own backyard at the Etihad. But we're not quite there yet. You know, it was a solid hour, I thought. I thought we could have put the game to bed in the first half. You know, we had chances left and right. And it looked like they weren't quite firing. And then in the second half of the second half, they just came on too strong. They showed how good they can be. They were absolutely running riot all over us. We could barely get out of our own box. I thought De Zassi and Colwill were absolutely massive tonight, especially De Zassi. It was one of the first performances I've seen from this young group of lads that kind of makes me reminisce of the brilliant centre-back partnerships we've had in the past. You know, Terry and Cahill and co. Just grit, determination, absolutely dogged defending, celebrating deflections out for a corner like a goal. You know, that was just so good to see. And it's really good to see these boys sort of starting to work as a unit. For the better half of an hour, that was a real compact, solidly organised, good football team. For the first time, we can kind of see that they are actually doing some work at Cobham. They're not all just standing around taking Instagram photos. I also thought Gusto was brilliant tonight. You know, it would have been nice to get the win, but we'll take a point at City for sure. Up the Chelsea.